The following podcast is scheduled for one fall and is for Money in the Bank. Introducing first your challengers, Hunter Hendricks, Zach Price, and of course your host, the lunatic mainstream, Shannon Young.
I dream of the day I become mainstream, Hunter. Don't tease me.
Well, I figure we're a little more lunatic than Dean Ambrose around here, so if he's the fringe, we got to be in the middle somewhere.
I don't know. We've never stolen a cop car.
No, sorry.
He didn't steal that. They let him borrow it, I think.
What was it? You know of.
I think he stole the hot dog stand, wasn't it? Didn't he
steal
He did steal the hot dog stand.
He's got a history of theft.
Yeah, it's bad. Maybe that's why the TV blew up on him. Because he ripped it off and was trying to get back at him. Dirty rat.
Is the TV going to be involved in this main event for this Sunday?
I don't know, but I forgot this was the pay-per-view show.
Yeah,
the TV show. I just thought we were just doing news.
Well, it's a good thing we did the intro there.
Because I would have been so lost the whole time.
Oh, my God. So it's time to get in the card. For what?
For Raw? They announced that?
They put it out early?
I forget
that's
that
weird.
It's been like the past... Well, five pay-per-views have all been 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is the fourth pay-per-view in 8 weeks.
Yes.
It started with, which one was it? I forget the first one, but there was Payback, Elimination Chamber, now Money in the Bank. What was the first one?
Extreme Rules? King of the Ring came after that.
Yeah, so we're not even counting King of the Ring. King of the Ring, okay. That'd be five and four in 8 weeks.
Wasn't it Extreme Rules?
Well, there was Extreme Rules. Right after WrestleMania.
Yeah, so I think so it was Extreme Rules, right. Then Payback. Then Elimination Chamber, now Money in the Bank.
Yeah, yeah. King of the Ring hardly counts. There was only like three matches on the whole thing.
That's true. So. But if you count King of the Ring, that's five pay-per-views.
It's like four and a half
in 2 months. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Never in the history of wrestling. Remember back in the old days, and even before my days, This is really old days.
Right.
They would do what, 3-4 a year?
Oh, yeah. That was all. You just had the big four, and that was pretty much it.
It was all on closed-circuit television. You had to go to the right place to see it.
Isn't that how TNA works right now?
Do they have pay-per-views anymore?
Well, I think they have like their main shows, like which is like whatever they call it.
Slammiversary is coming up, I think, in like a few weeks. And
I think they only have like three or four a year, but then they call like their regular show. Like,
yeah, they're definitely not doing monthly anymore.
Yeah, Which, speaking of odd, you know, TNA when they first started, they were was it weekly or monthly?
It was bi-monthly, like twice a month.
But you had to pay for every show,
right? Yeah, it was on Wednesdays. And then they moved to Fox Sports 1 shortly after that, which is a rumor where they might be going back to. They might be going back to that same place when Destination America sends them up the river.
Man, imagine that at one point TNA was apparently so good that they charged you twice a month to watch them.
Yeah.
Now they can't give it away for free.
To be fair, I don't think it was like $50 a month.
It was like 10 bucks every time.
Yeah. Yeah. But even so, you were paying out the pocket every time that you wanted to see them. And now, I mean, you can't even get anybody to they won't even watch it for free. I mean, they can't even put it on TV for that.
Yeah, who do you blame for that? I know this is the pay-per-view show, and we are going to preview Money in the Bank. But if you're talking about wrestling right now, you can't help but talk about TNA because of everything that's happening over there. So who do you blame for TNA's failure? Because as far as I know, I have some friends that watch it religiously. Like, they've watched this since inception. And they said it's a good show. They've got great wrestlers. Yep. Even if the writing's not the greatest all the time, neither is the WWE.
Sure.
So, you know, who do you put that evil on?
Well, if it was 2 or 3 years ago, I'd have to point the finger at Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan. I mean, they came in and impacted their own brand of impact, no pun intended. but they put in their own brand of what worked for them, you know, in the 90s in WCW, and it clearly didn't work for TNA.
Are you saying didn't want to see the Nasty Boys as champion again?
Do you think it would be better if Bischoff wasn't working with Hogan, if Hogan wasn't in that mix?
I don't know that it would have mattered, man. I'll be honest with you. Even when Bischoff came into WWE, there were so many things that granted, he didn't really have a whole lot of clout then, but the things that they changed to sort of make it more like the Eric Bischoff show, even just the minor things like moving the announcers up beside the ramp instead of by the ring.
The old WCW style.
They just didn't work. It just didn't work at that time, and Bischoff being there now feels like a footnote. I mean, there were things that happened, but do you really remember anything major that happened because of or to Eric Bischoff?
Just one thing.
Hardy turning heel.
Hardy turning addict.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's
Eric Bischoff coming out and telling Jeff Hardy in the guise of a storyline where he comes out at Victory Road and shakes his hand and whispers something to him, which, according to, you know, if you're in the audience, you're thinking, oh, they're heels, they're plotting.
Right, right.
But I would have loved to have been there to hear what he actually said to him. I imagine it was something like, motherfucker. You know what we're talking about?
What if he just whispered his WWE theme song to him?
Have you So it was at Victory Road. Jeff Hardy was fighting Sting. This was years back. I think this was 09, maybe, 08, something like that.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
And Jeff Hardy was so out of it. He was so drugged up. Like, literally, he could not wrestle.
Yeah.
So before the match, Eric Bischoff comes out, and this is the main event of the pay-per-view, mind you. Yeah. This is the one people paid money for.
That's right.
Eric Bischoff came out, whispered something to Hardy, whispered something to Sting, and then got on the mic and cut a little promo. And Sting, literally, as the match started, grabbed Jeff Hardy, hit him with his finisher, and held him down so Jeff Hardy could not kick out, yep, and the match was over.
True story.
Yeah. And Hardy was just left in the ring looking like, what?
It
and
was wild.
Sting's walking up, and I think someone yelled out, this is bullshit or something, and Sting goes, I agree with you.
Yeah. To be fair, Hardy was looking like, what, pretty much the whole way down to the ring.
Did you say Victory
and
Road?
Probably for about 3
just look
hours
up, look up Sting, Jeff Hardy, Victory Road. Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's like a 3-minute video, though.
It's fucking 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And then, I'll watch that later.
Yeah.
That's a tenth of a podcast here.
Yeah.
No, as far as, you know, who do you blame now? I mean, can you blame just one person? I mean, like you said, from what I've gathered from people I know who watch TNA as well, you know, they've got great wrestlers. They've got fairly decent storylines from time to time. It's really hard to put it on the guys in the ring.
Right.
So you immediately go backstage. But who do you pin the blame on there? Do you even know at this point? I mean,
no.
It's easy to just say Dixie Carter.
It's right. Just one. It's just a collective clusterfuck.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
It's the drizzle. What is it? Bring it back.
The drizzling shit.
Yeah.
Drizzling shit.
To me, TNA is like the place that I would go. Like, I would want to go if I was a wrestler.
Sure.
Because they don't script their interviews.
Right.
It's like the old WWE.
Yeah.
You know?
But you might get to kill somebody. Who knows?
You can murder people
you might get
on
to
TNA.
Commit murder. By the way, I feel like we should kind of segue directly into that with our news. Because after I told that Mickey James fever dream last week, it's just been stuck in my head ever since.
Lindsay,
oh,
listen
I've been
to it.
About it every day.
And she just kind of turned around. She's like, what? What is he talking about? And I'm like, I don't know. I think he was on Jeff Hardy's prescription.
What?
I don't think it existed.
No, but it really, did you guys ever get around to watching this video to
no.
what actually happened?
I like coming here. I like not knowing anything about it until I get here so you can explain it to me.
I know what it is now. You don't want to watch the video because you know it's not going to be as good as the description.
Exactly.
It's never
gonna
be
I'm thinking
of
House of Cards.
It's just going to let you down. Right. Well, after that, and I've talked about this a couple of times on The Fix on Real Rock 99.3, weekday mornings at 6 a.m.
Fantastic show, by the way.
Thanks.
And since my buddy
Cheap
Justin
plug.
Mann left left radio,
yeah,
that's
away. I didn't know this.
Yeah. I don't want to get into too
real
much.
Real live on the podcast happening right now.
Breaking
live
news.
Tape.
He's probably going to kill me for mentioning.
Breaking news 3 days later.
but yeah, now that he's gone, you were officially. And I haven't listened to John's wife yet. I know. I heard she's really good.
Yeah,
but I have. But you were officially. Well, you were already the
just
greatest ever.
Kicking him off the top of the mountain here. So
except for Kirby Ray.
Yeah, of course. So Mickey James has since commented on the whole thing on Twitter. So she's not dead, first of all.
Oh, thank God.
Just
she
a
goes
sprained
on
ankle.
To say, basically, I don't really know what happened. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your concern. I'm okay, obviously, just confused. And it's not really up to me. I guess I'll find out when you find out what's happening next.
She no-sold it. I think that TNA is going to go balls. Like, they're going to say they killed somebody.
Yeah.
And let it go. They should just fucking let it go.
Yeah.
Like, just, don't come on Twitter and say that he's being, that we're looking, investigating it. Don't let them.
That was the big problem.
Just fucking kayfabe that shit.
I think Sandman, when he got blinded in ECW, he
stayed at home for like 3 years.
He stayed at home months to sell it.
True
Mickey
story.
James gets run over by a train, and she's back on Twitter the next day. Hey, y'all.
I'm okay, y'all.
Yeah.
So what went on after that today, what came, or I guess it was last night, I've talked about it this morning, though, is that apparently, because TNA, of course, they let their talent, one of the things you mentioned, you know, if you wanted to go work somewhere, TNA is a great place. One of the other great reasons, because you can do almost anything extra if you want. If you can do something that doesn't conflict with one of their dates, you can.
Right.
Well, now apparently you can do stuff that conflicts with their dates, too. They just have to kill you and write you off TV. She is appearing at a convention later on this month in Miami, I think, and had this date booked. They needed to get her off of TV, and that's also around the time of Slammiversary, so they wanted her to be off for a significant period of time. That way it doesn't, you know, she doesn't show back up at the pay-per-view. So they killed her. Or whatever the hell.
She's going to come back. She's going to go back to wherever the hell TNA is out of anymore. Is it still Florida?
Yeah, I think so. Well, there. Is it?
I can't remember.
I say it now. I feel like it's not. I thought they were. Well, they're based in Nashville.
Okay. Yeah.
But
they used to record over in Orlando. I
right.
Think.
Yeah.
But I don't know where they are. But she's going to go back to the studios come like November to pick up where she left off. And the studio's closed. Door's locked.
Yeah.
You know, there's a note on it.
Called.
That says, yeah. Close. Go away.
I think
there never was no TNA.
Well, and here's the other part of that, too. She might not come back at all because the rumor has it that she may just say, I'm good, you know, never mind.
She needs to go back to WWE.
Yeah.
All wrestlers need to go back to WWE.
Yeah,
because
so
that's
they can
where
make
they
fun
belong.
Of her for being fat some more.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to say, before you say that, I'm going to let you finish. but the whole fat thing, you know, she's gorgeous. Mickey James
God,
is
now
gorgeous.
I have a good, now I have another segue.
Mickey James is a very attractive woman. And when I thought she was hurt, when I thought she was dead, laying somewhere on a railroad track, bleeding with no one around her, I stayed up for nights with her pictures, her naked pictures, touching myself.
In the background while you were playing Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah. Well, I can't play Elder Scrolls Online. So I might as well just jerk off. Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay. I think that if they're going to write somebody off TV, they need to find a better storyline, because if you're going to kill somebody, I understand that we're in the era where kayfabe's not all that important anymore, but I think there are some times if you're going to do a big storyline like that, where you kill somebody, you should try to bring kayfabe back in.
Let's be honest. Just, even though, you know, they say no press is bad press, if we're going to stick to that, if you're going to kill somebody, like you said, go balls out, man. Just do it.
What do you
kill
have to
somebody.
Lose? If you're TNA, what do you have to lose?
Because we're obviously talking about it, and it sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Just imagine if people didn't know she was on Twitter. If James Storm, like, went into hiding for a little while.
Yeah.
And, like, they just
because he had warrants.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be fucking crazy.
He should probably lay low for a while, Britt, because you're wanted for murder. I think the biggest problem that you have with that, if you go to the logical route on this, it's easy for us to say, kill her, be done with it, and just make her stick to it. But again, TNA has so little control over their talents, and they have so many other things to do. She's going to show up a week later at a convention.
Right.
Yeah. What are you going to do about that?
She's a singer.
Right.
So she's
not paying her enough.
Yeah, exactly. She has a talent outside of wrestling.
Yeah.
So she's got to appear in other places.
Exactly.
Plus, I think we all forget, the last time that they did a death angle in wrestling, someone really murdered their family.
Yeah, and then suddenly the guy who was in the death angle came right back.
And was like,
and
I'm not dead.
Was okay.
I'm not dead.
It was me, Zach. It was me. I could tell you were like groping for the Vince.
And then
he got blown up and then he came back.
And then he said, you know, let's watch this tribute to Chris Benoit, our fallen brother. And then while they're showing the video, someone whispered to him and he's like, oh my God.
He gave it to Jeff Hardy. What?
All right, you want to hear my fat segue now?
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
That's actually, no, it's not.
Are
that.
You bringing back Fat Ass of the Week?
No. Did you hear about the new TNA diva wrestler who's trying out for?
Oh, I did hear about this.
Havoc?
Havoc. Rosie Lottie Love?
Yeah,
no, we were talking about Havoc. Did you hear about Havoc?
Yeah,
no,
that's what I'm thinking.
I didn't hear about Havoc, but I heard about Rosie Lottie Love.
All right, you hit us up with that, and then we'll tell you about Havoc.
That's all I got.
Oh, yeah.
She is a thing. She does exist.
She's lost a lot of weight, actually,
is crazy. I just saw the picture. I guess it was TNA, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. A diva that's not, you know.
A diva?
A twig. Like Karma when she first came out.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. But
yeah.
Well, we were thinking more of, have you seen Havoc in TNA?
No.
She's probably as close to, well, less Karma and more Awesome Kong. Same person. Oh, that's
weird.
Right,
yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about with this, right? She is trying out for WWE as well. And she was at the Tough Enough tryouts.
Yep.
Well, she was going to be.
Yeah.
But then they found all of these tweets that she's made over the course of years.
Tragedy struck.
Including, and John Massey's going to love this one because I'm about to say the N-word.
Uh-oh.
Please don't.
Okay, I'll censor it. I'll censor it. Will that make you feel better?
That makes me feel better.
One she put was, at KFC, getting my inner N-word on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
She calls everyone a faggot, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So her chances in WWE are, well, she started deleting them. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
Once they found out that she was doing this, she started deleting them, and people started taking pictures of them before she could delete them and posting them online. So she's done.
No,
Why don't you just deactivate the Twitter account?
In fact, well, they even said on, well, that's not going to necessarily do any good. You deactivate it, but it's still going to be there for, what, a month? What is Twitter, I think, does like Facebook. As soon as you delete the account, it's there forever until they get it out of their queue.
Machete don't tweet, so I don't know.
She looks aggressive.
But, it was kind of confirmed that they had an issue with this. At first, it was like, well, is she doing that because of this, or is she just worried about it? But apparently, during the training deal for Tough Enough, there was one speech given by one of the trainers that was all basically just, don't be a dumbass on social media. Don't say stupid shit on social media.
Tough Enough started?
Soon. Yeah. It's not on TV yet.
Oh, okay.
They're working on finalists on Raw. Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, two segues from that. We're still segueing.
Segueing.
This is great. One, I want to throw out a congratulations to the Big O, because I'm so excited he's in the Tough Enough Finals. Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
Nope.
Is it Zack Ryder's friend?
Zack Ryder's friend.
Oh, okay.
From the videos.
Yeah,
the big buff guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's made it into the Tough Enough Finals. I'm really happy about that, because I always, looking at him and hearing him, I thought, this guy could be money.
A tag team, I already see it.
Ryder and the Big O.
Zack Ryder gets another There it is. Halfway up the ladder.
Or a bodyguard. Have him do the diesel roll, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The other thing from that, and I don't remember what it is. I'm trying to remember because now I start talking about the big O. Social media.
Yeah.
Social media leads me into my nomination for the motherfucker of the week.
Uh-oh.
CM Punk.
Oh,
I knew this was coming.
I saw the headline.
Don't even go there.
Did you hear what happened?
Yes, I saw what happened. Hulk Hogan fucking started.
Of course
shit
he did.
Off,
he tagged every one of us on Facebook about it.
I saw the newspaper. Hulk Hogan's a fucking motherfucker. And he's a goddamn asshole.
Jesus,
don't get me started on this. Don't even go there.
Several times you saw it in the.
I did see that article.
Why don't you just stick to Elder Scrolls, you motherfucker? We got swear to God, if you say anything
about CM Punk, I can't play the game.
So they're motherfuckers of the week, then. I swear to God. You say something about CM Punk.
So CM Punk, here, let me explain why. Let me explain why I have a problem with it.
Hey, you got to explain the story first before you have a problem with
it. I am. Hulk Hogan sent out a tweet.
After he made a fool of himself.
He sent out a tweet teasing CM Punk about the Blackhawks.
Yes.
That's all it was. It was a playful. Will you admit it was a playful tweet?
No, he was saying that they need to take their advice from him and go home. Saying that he's a fucking quitter. He was taking a cheap shot at him.
That is a tease.
Right.
But CM Punk just went off.
CM Punk
said,
right too.
And said, I'm going to fuck you up and all this other stuff.
No, he didn't. He did not say that.
He specifically said, I'll fuck you up.
No, he said, shut the fuck up. He told him to shut the fuck up.
Find that tweet, Hunter.
Motherfucker, I will pull it up. Okay, while we're doing that.
While we're doing that, I'll tell you.
I got a couple more pieces of news because I'm tired of you talking now.
No.
Oh, God, you got me so angry.
Now he's loud on the mic. See, that's the tactic, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Calm down.
So
calm
I have a problem with ROH being on Destination America. I found out this week, I was working Saturday. And that's when ROH airs for Sinclair.
Yeah.
Sinclair, they aired on Saturday and Sunday. And then 4 days after it airs, or actually on 4 days after it airs, it originally airs, it airs then. Like today is the day it first airs on Destination America.
Right.
So my problem with it is, why would somebody tune into Destination America if they could have saw it 2 days ago? And if they didn't see it 2 days ago, they could have DVR'd by now.
What's the what time does it play on the other channel? Like not on Destination America. What's the other channel's time?
We aired on WDKA at, I believe... It depends on what the schedule is. We have between 12 to 9 p.m. on both stations, Saturday and Sunday.
So I have WDKA. I could watch Ring of Honor without being on Destination America, and I could watch it 2 days early.
Yes. You can watch it 4 days early on Saturday.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
It's Saturday for WDK, Sunday for KBSI. And depending on what's airing, it could get shifted around. And but it's always going to air on those two stations.
And I bet the ratings are still better for ROH than they are for TNA.
I still know hardly anybody who gets Destination America. That's
yeah,
the
and
thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like why? Like they have.
I mean, it's a network. Don't get me wrong. I understand that's why they want to make the move. I'm sure they're getting.
I
cash
wanted it
on the side
so
that,
bad
but,
too because Destination America it was my channel. It's like, hey, do you like aliens? Do you like
right.
do you like monsters? Here yep. you go. Oh, also, here's Nashville Wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
Sci-fi channel.
Here's overnights on talk radio, but on TV instead,
right,
basically,
right.
is what
did
it comes
you find
down
that tweet?
To. I did. All right. So this is the last bit of news, and then we've got to get to the pay-per-view because we're almost 20 minutes in. All right. Here was the exact situation. Hulk Hogan, who is a fan of the, the Lightning?
Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm going for, by
all
the way.
Right. So Hogan says, quote, like I said, the Blackhawks are in a whole lot of trouble. They should take their puck, and then in quotes, punk, and go home. CM can show them the way, brother. HH. You know, he ends everything with the
signature. What a dude.
Now, hold on. Let's dissect that. Because what that sounds like to me is Hulk Hogan saying, my team's going to win. They need to listen to CM Punk because he can teach them how to play hockey.
And I
it sounds like he's complimenting CM Punk.
And I hear Vince going, ha-ha, take a cheap shot.
But what was Punk's eloquent response?
Punk's response was, quote, you mispronounced the team captain's name and didn't even know the coach's name. You're a hack. Shut the fuck up or I'll wreck you at Hulk Hogan. He called him a hack and he would wreck him and then told him to shut
the fuck up. He is
a
fucking hack. You know, I respect Hulk Hogan until you fucking take a cheap shot. I understand sometimes hockey players have a fucked up name and you can't pronounce it correctly, but then you don't go and try to make it better by taking a cheap shot at somebody else.
Don't you guys argue about sports all the time and do that to each other?
Not like that.
Especially
when it's like, it's different. Like if it was me and you watching a hockey game, like me and Tanner, and we're talking shit. Not when CM Punk's like fucking in the game and you guys haven't spoken in like 2 years and all of a sudden you take a cheap shot tweet at him.
I think it was more of CM Punk taking a cheap shot at Hogan, honestly. Hogan never insulted Punk. Punk called him a hack.
And
Punk said, I'll wreck you because he's a big bad UFC fighter now.
He was saying you can take your ball and go home just like he quit and everything else.
I was honestly a little surprised that he jumped on that like he did because, I mean, Punk, and granted, I haven't followed Punk in a while because it all kind of became about hockey, and I like hockey, but
I say it like that. I like hockey, you know. So, but I don't remember him being so vehement with responses like that back in the day. It seemed like he just generally didn't respond, or if you said something dumb, he just said blocked and blocked.
I don't think he likes Hulk Hogan. He wants him to be.
I think that's exactly the thing. Yeah, I think he sees Hogan as that kind of guy that's.
The fucking hot dog?
That stopped him from wrestling.
He's been the problem.
He sees Hulk Hogan as that glass ceiling. You know, he's just like Triple H. He's just like...
But, I mean, the indication was that he didn't even really care about wrestling anymore. I mean, he's a UFC guy. It's what he does now. So it's weird that that would be a sore spot for him, that would be an open wound. To me, anyway. The whole thing is kind of weird.
I think he takes hockey
weird.
Very
like,
seriously.
I think he takes hockey.
That's true.
Blackhawks very seriously. That's I think true. He insulted him while taking a cheap shot at him, and he's like, fuck this.
If they were both still actively wrestling or even like remotely on the active wrestling scene, I would assume immediately that this was build up to a possible interaction.
An angle.
Right? Yeah. They would be. Because, I mean, they kind of did that quick bit of news before we do get to that. We kind of forgot to mention Harper and Rowan used the 3D on Raw.
Yeah.
I was going to mention
Twitter,
that. Yeah.
They call it The Way. On Twitter, they Bully Ray said something to one of them about it. Something to the effect of, you want to see how it's really done, have your bosses give us a call and we'll show you. And they're like, yeah, you come on up and do that. So, I mean, that's what a situation where it feels like they really are possibly building to an angle. We saw Bubba in the Royal Rumble back in January, so it's not like they don't have a working relationship to some degree.
Right.
Devon hasn't been back, but there's nothing saying that he couldn't be.
Just
so even
a
if
phone
it was
call.
Just a quick thing. Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, NXT is basically the modern day ECW anyway. You got Rhino showing up down there, who's to say they won't do the same thing with these guys.
Right. And I will point out, I brought up that story just to see what Zach's reaction would be, honestly. And
I knew it would happen.
And talk about somebody that's passionate about sports.
Oh, man.
This guy passionate
right here.
About sports. So in the interest of friendship, I will retract my motherfucker of the week. And in its place, I will put Elder Scrolls Online. Because I still haven't played that game.
Thank you.
ZeniMax and Bethesda, you're the motherfuckers of the week. Congratulations.
Lee said something about he was using Netscape Navigator to look up what was wrong with the servers or something. That
and I had to open up my dictionary and find Netscape. Like, what the fuck is that?
Did you about Russo, by the way?
I messaged him on ICQ.
To let him know.
Are you talking about him coming back for Lana?
Know how they're probably possibly going to make him wear boots.
He's going to have to wear shoes now.
Yeah,
because they explained to him that it's 2015. <You know? laughs>
Yeah. I just assumed that's how he went everywhere. Like you see him on the airplane, no shoes. You
no
see
shirt.
Him walking around.
He's just wearing wearing shorts and the Federation star.
But I don't think he doesn't get service then, does he?
No shoes, no chair, no.
He wants to eat.
Clever girl.
I don't think anyone denies Rusev. Anyway, hey, true. Did you know we have a pay-per-view coming up?
I kind of, sort of.
You really did?
Didn't. All right, let's hit this thing. Money in the Bank is probably going to kick off with R-Truth versus King Barrett. That appears to be the kickoff
now,
match.
Is this the last pay-per-view in the 2-week cycle?
Yeah, I think so, because I think
tell.
We go from here to what the hell's in Battleground.
Battleground
in July in St. Louis.
Thank
so, yeah, I think
God.
So. Yeah, I think it's about time we need a little
bit of a
break.
I'm WWE'd out.
I'm a huge R-Truth fan after watching Monday Night, where he came out and he's like, he started talking about how he could overcome the fear of ladders, and he's like, you're not even in it. He's like, are you sure? My bad.
Oh, good old R-Truth. Just trot him out for a laugh every once
just,
in a while. You
just
know.
Trot him out, have him dance a little bit for you, Massa.
He didn't dance.
He did on
but
SmackDown.
He does.
Yeah.
He
didn't dance Monday when I laughed.
He dances on SmackDown. He gets on and he gets Regal, what's his name? Bear's clothes on and he does a little jig, you know.
Somewhere
Vince is laughing his ass off.
Me too. I don't know, man. You have to assume that Barrett's going to win, maybe. I mean, surely they made him King of the Ring for a reason, right?
You would think that, but then they have R-Truth come out every couple of months. He's like a horror movie curse.
Right.
They'll wheel him out every once in a while, and he'll
Here
infect everyone.
Again.
Yeah, and then put him back down for a couple months and let him rest. So I think R-Truth's going to win, because logic would say otherwise.
That's
yeah.
a huge limit you're going out on there.
Well, that's a dark limit. wait.
Racist.
No, that can't no, wait.
Racist well, asshole. Look,
what I mean by that is that is the worst possible outcome, because as much as I love R-Truth, there's no reason R-Truth should beat the King of the Ring.
There's really not.
Who you'd think is in line for a push.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Barrett on the hopes that logic survives.
Reason will prevail.
Yeah, that's right.
What about you, Zach?
Desperately.
I'm going to stick with I don't give a fuck.
That seems. I think really Zach is the only one who wins.
So did the internet wrestling community as a whole just come in here?
Not gonna lie, it's probably gonna be one of those matches where I'm either gonna show up during and not pay attention to, or we're going to do something
else. We're
going to
make a DG run during that time.
Well, probably not Jenner play some Splatoon or something.
It is the kickoff match, so it's probably not even me on the main actual show.
I was hoping it was Zack Ryder again. At least he got some time.
Who knows?
All right, but let's get to the actual show. So, the meat and taters.
The meat and taters. Well, it begins with the Divas, or probably at least the version of the card I've got here. So is it still meat and taters?
I don't even know what the Diva match is.
I think that's just tits and
broccoli
ass.
Broccoli and the, I don't know.
Taters, tea and airs.
It's Nikki Bella versus Paige for the Divas title.
Oh,
Paige.
So basically just take Naomi out of the equation here. and
it's still,
you have the same.
You guys remember Give Divas a Chance?
Yep.
Remember when that almost was a thing?
Yeah.
I still think it is a thing.
I feel like they've gone right back to the classic 4-minute Diva matches on Raw, no build-up, throw them out there for 5 minutes on the pay-per-view.
And here's the thing, the build-up...
Wiggle your ass.
Yeah, the build-up and the actual, you know, what am I going for here? Just them actually doing something with the division is all happening behind the scenes.
On social media.
Yeah, on the social media stuff, on the WWE app, everything that you have to go on YouTube to watch after the fact. That's where all the good stuff is happening, because this is another, I feel like this whole pay-per-view for me is going to be one of those times where I'm saying I hope that logic prevails, and I'm going to give a winner for the match, but it's going to be more like, I hope this is who wins as opposed to what happens.
Right.
But they've been doing a lot of build-up behind the scenes with Paige. Of her, first of all, she was frustrated about the twin magic thing. We talked about that last time. This past week, she was frustrated again that anybody is even, you know, paying the Bellas any mind anymore, because she's sort of hinting at the you can't wrestle stuff. And it feels like they're finally getting around to, I'm praying to God here, bringing up some NXT Divas. And maybe they're being a little bit of a stable there. And so them being the ones to back Paige, I mean, granted, she was, if I remember correctly, the last Diva to come out of NXT that's made it to the main roster so far, right? Am I forgetting somebody?
Was Emma?
Emma was before her.
Was it before her?
Yeah.
Emma's back down.
And she went back down.
She went back down, yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping that this is a situation where
Charlotte finally makes her
debut. Or somebody.
Well, let me just backtrack for a second. I want to tell you a problem I have with this whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't like that Paige, her insult for this is talking about how, why does anyone pay attention to the Bellas? You can't wrestle. To me, it makes no sense for you to demean and belittle your champion or your wrestlers by having them throw insults out like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Nikki Bella's not the greatest wrestler in the world, clearly.
Yeah.
But to have someone who is a better wrestler at a fake sport that's scripted, who can fake fight better than this other person,
right,
to have her say, you're not as good as me as a wrestler.
It feels like we've blurred the line a little too much.
It's blurring too much. It reminds me, remember when Scott Hall used to come out on WCW and talk about how bad WCW sucked?
Yeah.
On WCW?
Right.
It's like, you don't do that. Or Stone Cold would come out and call Lance Storm boring.
Yeah.
And then the crowd would call him boring. It's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, that
is a terrible way to go about this.
Yeah. When you first started, I was going to say, well, hey, you know, you got the Bellas constantly putting people down for body image issues and stuff. But I see what you're saying. Those are two very disparate situations. What the Bellas do is very much in their character. It may not be right. It may not be good for kids that are watching or whatever, but at least it stays sort of in character. It's very much, this is the character I am now. In reality, I would never say that to you.
And not only that, but if either of you guys know this, let me know, because I don't know. Do the wrestlers even actually post on their social media?
Is it
WWE machine?
It feels like most of them do their own, I think.
It's the Facebook that it's all... Because I think if you follow like three wrestlers on Facebook, let's say Kane, the Bellas, and John Cena...
It's like the same post.
All of them have the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if they're talking about themselves, they speak in third person. But on Twitter, it's...
It's very personal.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler, Paige, I mean, all of those feel very genuine.
When CM Punk was on there, he actually tweeted some funny shit and then blocked them.
Yeah. Well,
but what that means to me is that whenever the Bellas make fun of someone on TV for body image or whatever, what have you, it's because they were written that way.
Right.
When Paige goes on Twitter and says, you can't wrestle, you're an awful wrestler, stuff like that, that's her, I feel like, taking a shot of that whole, I'm better than you at this fake thing we do.
Yeah.
So, you know,
well,
whatever.
It's a very CM Punk move. I mean, that was Punk's whole thing with John Cena, if you recall. I mean, that's where the line got seriously blurred with the two of them, was him constantly saying, this guy's been made the guy. And he's not the best wrestler in the world. I am.
But at least with that, what they did was they took that on TV.
Right.
And they had some great promos between John Cena and CM Punk.
Sure.
And made that feud work.
Yeah.
But this, like you said, it's all on social media. If you don't have their Twitter, you have no idea.
Right.
Anyway.
So,
back to the subject at hand. With that said, I still think Nikki Bella's going to win.
I think Nikki Bella's going to win, and then Charlotte's going to make a debut.
Everyone we say this, and everyone we hope.
Well, I'll be the one this time who will be the one who goes on the limit and sincerely hopes that this... I think this is the time. Of all the times we've said it's going to happen, I think this is the one. We finally reached
Because there's no more
Apex,
two
Apex, same match no over and over. Yeah, exactly, exactly. You got to have something big.
There's
going to
be a build-up for
so,
the next pay-per-view.
My hope is somebody helps Paige win, and Paige wins the Divas title. Now, where it goes from there, I don't know. Like you said, I sincerely hope that there's more to it than just, I'm a better wrestler than you, deal with it. Which is weird to say, because really you would hope that would be the crux of most storylines.
Is I'm a better wrestler than you?
Right, exactly.
But if done in the right context. This context is more, it's not... Hey, in a kayfabe, like Zach said, wait, I'm better than you. This is a, I'm better than you, you suck, you know, you don't belong in wrestling. And I say to you, bullshit. Like, Hulk Hogan, never a great wrestler, made billions of dollars.
True.
You know, it's not about how well you fake wrestle in this industry, it's about how well you sell tickets.
That's true.
Where's the money? That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
So that's the Divas. Next one down, again, this is the card I have in front of me. Not card subject to change. Not necessarily the order that we run into. Ryback in the Big Show for the IC title.
You know what? Did you watch the Miz TV?
No, I didn't.
I'm not a huge Ryback fan.
Right.
I loved every segment of that, every part of that show. Because I like the way that he'll say funny things. And you could tell he only finds it funny, but then he'll do that, like, ha, ha, ha.
He's talking about Ryback did that?
Yeah. And it just cracks me up. So I actually really enjoyed Ryback this week.
Ryback's an odd-looking fellow, in my opinion.
Mac and Me. I keep saying it every time. He looks like the little guy from Mac and Me.
But he'll say something funny, and nobody else will laugh, and then he'll go, ha, ha, ha.
He's the big guy.
He's the big guy.
He's got a big humor.
Yeah. I think he's cool now.
If Big Show wins this match, I'll kill myself. Every week I'm going to have the mic, I'll kill myself segment.
It's a new thing we're bringing in here.
But it only happens once.
Right.
If I lose.
You know, the thing about the Big Show is that from day one, the ball's been dropped on Big Show. It's never been, as many times as he's had some pretty decent runs and has been fun to watch and people have booked him properly. I don't think anybody remembers, or you may not have realized it, but the very first time Big Show showed up on WWF TV at the time, he screwed up. Not like out in kayfabe, he screwed up. He threw Austin through the cage and cost Vince that match.
Right.
His whole job was tear up through the ring,
beat the crap out of Austin.
I didn't know that. I thought that was actually supposed to happen like
that. Well, it was, but he's saying that in the storyline, Vince
was like,
you
fucked up. He's been a goof from day one. Yeah. He's fucked up everything he's been asked to do.
Now look at his WCW run.
Right. He couldn't help that he threw a 260-pound man through a fucking...
But that's what I'm saying. They then made him look, that way.
They wrote him that way.
Right. You know? So it's great. The thing that makes me so sad about it is that Big Show is a really... You were talking about that Miz TV segment, Zach. He's a really great actor, and he got a chance to show it there.
Yeah.
He's very sincere with everything that he does.
Very funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, the chair's not gonna break.
He can take... He can go serious with stuff, obviously. I mean, he's imposing enough as it is physically. But I can't take anything he says seriously. It's been almost 20 years at this point. Never at a point in time have I been less serious about the Big Show. When he says something, no matter how good he is at making me think, oh, he might do this, I don't.
You know he's not going to.
He's not going to.
It's because he has way too many changes, like way too many turns.
Well, yeah. The face turns haven't helped.
And then, well, he won the Andre Battle Royal.
Yeah, that went where?
What the fuck was the point of that? Yeah,
exactly.
You
we
know,
said it
why not give that to Sandow? Whatever.
Right. Yeah. So.
Oh, it makes me physically angry.
I don't think that there's any chance anybody but Ryback wins this. I think the ref has a better chance of winning this match out of the people in the ring than the Big Show.
I think this is a setup for Ryback. He's going to hit the muscle, marching muscle buster. Not really. He's going to hit it. It's going to look impressive. This is strictly to get Ryback over. If Ryback can't lift Big Show up, which he probably can't, because that's a big dude.
Oh, he did it.
Did he really?
All, yeah.
I say, I didn't get to see that segment. I caught halfway through it, but the only person I can remember that could pick Big Show up with ease was like John Cena.
Yeah.
And that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that he picks him up for the slam, and I still think Big Show wins because Miz is going to interfere.
You think this is going to set up a Miz? Do you think he's going to win the title, though?
Well, I think he's like going to hit the move. And then Miz is going to come in, like, break up the pin and, like, hit him with a chair or something, and then cause a feud between them. And then Big Show wins. So technically,
I will say that, and I forget who it was now, even, but Big Show or Ryback won beat Miz on SmackDown, and I cannot remember who it
was. I'm pretty sure.
Was it Ryback that he beat?
Yeah.
Okay. Or, I'm sorry, Ryback beat him. So I could see that happening. If nothing else, if we're just talking strictly win loss, it is possible the Big Show wins in as much as Miz gets Ryback disqualified.
Yeah.
And that's only if they're going to continue this feud. But God, I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, wins and losses don't matter.
So. I have a question. Does SmackDown storylines really matter in pay per views? Because it seems like everything just follows Raw.
Yeah. SmackDown's usually just a bunch of rematches. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, like if I watch Raw and you tell me something happened on SmackDown, It seems like they don't acknowledge it in the pay-per-view. They just stick with whatever happened on Raw.
SmackDown's strictly the B-show now. Since the brand split ended, nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing to it.
So I think we're all in agreement. Ryback will more than likely win, but Big Show wins by DQ.
At the very least.
Ryback will not lose the title.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Let's stick to that. Okay. We can agree to that.
Okay, yeah.
Primetime Players in the New Day for the tag team titles. In no way Primetime Players win it here.
I really want them to.
I want them to win.
This is going to be an easy one for us to all agree on. We want that to be the case, but I don't think any of us see it happen.
This is win-win for me because I love them both.
Sure.
Like, if New Day wins, I love New Day. If Primetime wins, I love Primetime. But I want to see Primetime win again.
This is probably the least tension-filled moment of the night because we all like all these guys.
Yeah.
It's okay no matter who walks out with the titles.
Right.
It's probably going to be a great match because they're all great workers.
Not according to Asa.
Oh, no.
Who doesn't he like?
He doesn't like Titus.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
How could you not like Titus? He's got the dog bark.
I will
do it for us.
I will say that Titus, of the five guys that we're talking about there, is probably the most likely
to slip up
a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not, I don't know, he feels like he doesn't quite have the space down in the ring, you know what I mean? But
he's still good.
I mean, he looks great.
Yeah,
in the hands of all those other guys, I feel like everything's going to be okay. Like, he can probably stay on track. Plus, I mean, the last time we saw him working and things were a little bit off, it was the Elimination Chamber.
Right.
Everything kind of sucks in the Elimination Chamber when it comes to working.
Do you think it's racist at all that all of the black people are in one match together? Except for R-Truth.
No.
And Naomi.
No, I don't. I think it's just how it happened.
Well, like, I feel like you can't have black singles wrestlers go very far. The only time black wrestlers in WWE go anywhere is when they're in a tag team together.
And The Rock says hi.
He's half Samoan.
That's true.
You know. Plus, The Rock hasn't been champion. Well, fuck, never mind. It's been just a couple of years.
I was going to say, 2013?
Because he beat Punk for some reason for the title.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about that either.
Can we just watch that YouTube video of that guy freaking the fuck out when that happened?
Did you ever hear about the guy who was the 80-year-old man who was a convenience store clerk the night of the Royal Rumble?
No.
Well, I was reading the story, and there was this guy who was working like he was a clerk at some convenience store, and it was the night when the Royal Rumble where The Rock beat CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in, he gets robbed, and he gets shot, like, in the eye.
Oh, I did hear this story.
And he goes and he goes, says, this is even the worst part of my night. Punk lost the title.
Yeah,
and then Punk tweeted at him. He's like, if you ever need anything, just hit me up.
Just let me know, man.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
In general, I think we agree.
New Day.
Again, New Day probably going to retain. This is another match where you could have some shenanigans, honestly. You got three guys versus two. There's probably going to be something.
Well, I don't think Kofi's going to be involved at all because he's in the Money in the Bank.
Yeah,
it's going to be Xavier and Big E.
And speaking of, here's when shit gets real, the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Wait, is Xavier taking Kofi Kingston's spot then?
Yeah,
more likely.
I think they have, what was that? Was it the Freebirds
rule? Freebirds,
where any of the three wrestlers can intermix.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Kane let them do that for helping out the Authority, which I'm glad they finally addressed that. They actually had them say that because they helped out the Authority. I mentioned that a couple of shows ago, and we were like, why the hell did that happen? But they admitted that Kane was like, okay, cool, you did that, and here's a little favor for you.
And then I have a question about what happened on Raw with the Authority, but we'll save that for the main event because I think it pertains more to that.
All right, Money in the Bank ladder match. Here's your seven competitors. Portains. Neville, Kofi Kingston, Dolph Ziggler, Sheamus, Randy Orton, Kane, Roman Reigns.
If there's ever been a Money in the Bank that I was probably not looking forward to, it's this one.
Yeah.
I don't like many. The only people in there that can really go. I mean, I'm excited about Neville, Kofi, Dolph.
Yep.
And I think that's about it.
Yeah.
The other guys
Orton
are good wrestlers.
To an extent.
But they're not. When you think Money in the Bank.
We've seen him champion way too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kane is just Kane.
It's like, Kane, why?
Just fucking
why is he even there? I mean, what?
He's there for the Authority storyline, basically.
It's all storyline. And I love Kane. We've said it before. Don't get me wrong. Kane is a great talent. But he has no place in these matches
anymore. We can do a whole show about Kane at this point.
The Kane show.
Unless it's setting up for a really big feud with Seth Rollins.
Yeah. It's got to be. I mean, again, we'll talk about that in the main event, though. But
I'm just thinking, all right, if we're going to break it down by people who are and are not going to win this match, Neville is going to go like crazy, but he's not going to win. There's no way.
Him and Kofi, I think, are going to have a fight for who can do the dumbest thing that could kill them.
Yeah, so I say Kofi is just the mirror of Neville at this point. So they're both there for the same reason.
He's like Link, and then Kofi's like Shadow Link.
Careful there.
Can we say something I know?
Huh?
Speak of something I know, and you're going to make those references.
Never mind.
Can you just speak?
Do you
into
not
the
know
mic
who Zelda and Link
you
just, are?
There you go. When you turn your head, turn the mic. There you go.
Do you not know The Legend of Zelda?
No.
Oh, I got it. We got to hang out. We got to hang out sometime.
Well, you never come down.
I don't know where you live. Anyway.
All right, so there's those two. Dolph Ziggler, I think, is a possible to win, but I don't think it's going to be him.
I think he's had second
it before. Well, first of all, he's had it before.
Yes.
So you've already got a knock against him there. I think, is Punk the only guy who's had Money in the Bank twice? Well, Edge. But he didn't win the match twice. He won it, and then he won the case off of Ken Kennedy.
Right.
So yeah, I don't see Ziggler has other things to do.
I think he's like second in line to win.
Yeah, I mean,
if somebody gets hurt and they have to call an audible, it might be Ziggler.
Yo, yeah.
There's that brass ring again.
Yeah,
the gold ring.
Yeah,
and Ziggler sees it, and
there's
it's like,
the boss man pulling it out of his reach.
He can't get up the ladder high enough. Fuck it, I'm gonna take the top. If he just said fuck it
during the match while everyone's brawling, he just puts the ladder up, walks right up to it, and grabs it,
deals with it,
and he's like, and they're like, well, deal with it. Like that'd be a statement because what are they gonna do? They're not gonna like. They would write him off.
They would have to write him off.
Please tell me. Please say you're going to say they're not going to fire him because I promise you they will fire
his ass. I thought about
that, but
then again, they wouldn't just.
What
like,
is Dolph? What is Dolph Ziggler doing in the Impact Zone?
What is
Dolph
Ziggler doing?
Yeah, exactly.
I just think he should just do it. Just like fuck them.
I've always thought
Zack Ryder should run out and just be like, you know what? Fuck it. This is mine, motherfucker.
Yeah. I've always thought there should be at least one wrestle. Like if I was really unhappy. I would just like Gail Kim.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I was
yeah,
too.
When she just eliminated herself from the Battle Royal.
I'm good.
I don't know if she was supposed to win, but she just like eliminated herself and just walked out.
Yep. Like, deal with it.
Done.
Sheamus is another guy who I'm not putting any more chips on Sheamus. Fuck Sheamus.
You lose your pants every time.
This could be the only match where they could actually make it with him and the Authority joining together since Kane's in it.
Yeah, but I've given up on that at this point, man. That would have been cool every time it could have happened.
Back at WrestleMania when we first talked about it.
There's just no way. I mean, I put my money on him back in Elimination Chamber. It didn't happen.
This
would
be the only time you don't put your money on
him.
Yeah,
no more. No more. I'm done with...
Congratulations to Sheamus for being rock steady in the new Ninja Turtles movie.
And see, that's the other thing. I think since he's going to be busy with that, you're not going to see... You're going to see Sheamus in some high-profile shit, but you're never going to see him quite edge out the win that he needs to make an impact.
Some high-profile shit.
Randy Orton has had... He's another guy like Dolph Ziggler. I should have just compared him then because they've both had the case. They've both been champion. Granted, Orton's been champion way more times than Dolph Ziggler has, Orton's there to be, weirdly enough, a workhorse and to be a star name in there. He's going to get a crazy RKO.
I think he's going to bust out that headlock on top of the ladder this
time. Yeah, probably. Yep. So there you go. There's that.
Because he's boring.
Zach looks super confused. Kane, we've talked at length about Kane. Kane's had the case, too, and has been world champion more than once. I mean, there's several of these guys in this. So let's get to it. We've eliminated everyone but the guy you know is going to win this match, whether you like it or not.
Roman Reigns.
Here he comes.
He's loading that fist up.
That's right.
If this isn't leading directly into the WrestleMania that you, Double H Hunter Hendrix, has envisioned, then nothing will.
Yeah,
Roman Reigns. What are you going to do if Reigns doesn't win?
Well,
you're gonna cry
if Reigns doesn't win. Plans are gone. But I will say at this point, I've already and Tanner and I talked a little bit about this on Monday during Raw. I've kind of already amended that. I think we got to fast track that storyline. But I'll talk more about that when we get to the main event. So at the end of the day, I think Roman Reigns is the guy.
I also think Reigns is going to win.
Well, I think he's going to win, but I'm going to go on a limit here and say Ziggler wins.
You have a side bet you want to make.
I have a side bet I want to make
with Dolph Ziggler.
I think
if anybody other than Reigns wins, it's got to be Ziggler.
It's got to be Ziggler. Nobody
but
else
there is a part of me. I want to make a side bet.
You're going to say Neville.
I'm going to say Kane.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
I really think that, because think about this. Kane and Seth Rollins have been feuding, right?
Yeah.
Kane wins the Money in the Bank, challenges Rollins for the title.
Well, he even said that he would. On Raw, he said outright, he said it's a win-win for me. No matter who wins in the main event, I'm coming down there with my case, and I'm winning the title.
What if that actually does happen? That was fucking Sunday night. What if that does happen?
Now, here's my other idea, though. And all right, so that's my side bet, that Kane does that, because Vince McMahon has a hard-on for Glenn Jacobs.
Yes.
But what I'm afraid is going to happen, I want to save that for the main event because it ties into it. So I'm going to say Reigns, but let's move on.
Maybe if Kane wins, he'll have the briefcase and the slacks. Maybe somebody can find him a fucking shirt, for the love of God.
Oh, maybe the briefcase has a shirt
in it.
That's his goal.
What if it has like the old Kane in it? And he's like the mask.
I know you meant the mask, but all I can imagine was like a little Kane inside, like an action figure.
Like a little midget.
He's just like
a little pop figure.
Yeah. All right, so in general, I think we mostly agree it's probably Roman Reigns.
It has to be.
Yeah. All right, so then before we get to the main event, this is the one that I should be excited about this, but I'm not. Cena and Owens, too.
I dread this match because you know Cena's going to win.
Yep.
He has to win.
Yep.
by law.
Yeah.
He has to win this match.
It has been decreed in the kingdom for many years now.
I think it's going to happen due to what Hunter said last pay-per-view, where he said somebody's going to come out and make Owens lose, like Finn Balor or somebody. I think that's the only way they're going to make this even, because you're not going to just make Kevin Owens lose again. You're not going to make John Cena lose straight up.
Here's how you do it, all right? Back in the old days of wrestling.
We're not in the old days.
I know, and that saddens me. But even you had two wrestlers that go at it, they would try to one-up each other, and they would fight, and it was a fight, right?
Yeah.
You have Kevin Owens beat John Cena the first time after a great match.
Yeah.
Have John Cena win clean in the second match after a great match. You want to put these guys on equal footing, so that way people go, who's going to win? If you have Owens destroy Cena again, no one cares.
Right.
If you have Cena destroy Owens, it was a fluke. You have to put these guys on equal grounds.
Right.
Let Cena win.
But here's the X factor in that, and his name is John Cena. The problem is, when Cena gets a clean win over somebody, from that point on, it just looks bad, man. You're kicking off the giant boulder from Raiders. I mean, once you do that, you can't stop it. You can't end it. It's just going to keep happening.
Well, I have this stupid belief that maybe they've learned their lesson with Bray Wyatt, with Rusev, with everyone else that he's ever feuded with. Yeah. Because the way they've booked Owens so far, they have booked John Cena to look terrible.
That's true.
And you really think that they have more faith in Kevin Owens than John Cena? Not a chance.
Yeah.
So this is going somewhere, you know?
I think the only way it's going to happen, Cena wins either way. If somebody interferes and makes Owens lose, or Owens just does the heel thing, grabs a chair, and just beats him down.
Well, that's my other thought, is that's how they'll have him win.
And this
he'll get frustrated.
Right. And this is one thing we didn't really see in the first match with them back at the Elimination Chamber. Owens is very cerebral. They don't really play that up as much as they should on Raw, especially as they do on NXT. They talk about it constantly there. But almost always, and you saw it on Monday if you saw his match with Neville, as soon as the match starts, Owens bails.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of mind games. No, I'm
good. I like that. It's like the old school type thing.
Exactly.
It gets people pissed off.
It bored the shit out of me the first time I saw it, because I didn't realize what he was doing. But now that it's been going on for so long, I'm like, that's
a
great tactic. Yeah.
Yeah, me and like when I first saw one of his matches, and me and him talked about, like, he has that old school mentality where he's like, fuck you, I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah.
You're going to deal with it.
He just walks away.
Gets people pissed off. Like, what do you want to do? I just love it.
It's smart. He's like Triple H, sort of, except I'm going to go out on a limit.
Better. Yeah. Can we just agree that no matter what happens to John Cena, he'll shake it off and walk right back up that ramp at the end of the night like nobody gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the saddest part.
That's where I go back to my problem with whether he wins or loses. I mean, hell, when he lost the match at the Elimination Chamber, he was back up 5 seconds later. A pop-up powerbomb didn't seem to be too much of a problem.
Well, to be fair, though, I think what that was is he was trying to get out of the ring because he wanted Kevin Owens to be the focus.
Oh, but man, isn't it so much better to see the focus on the guy that he just beat the shit out of being the number one guy in the company? I would much rather see him do what he did to Cena the first time they met each other, stomp on that title belt and stand over him with his foot on his chest like a conquering hero, than be left in the ring alone and be forced to forget about the guy he just beat.
I think that's what he's going to do this pay-per-view. When he beats him down with that chair, he's going to put his foot on him and raise
it up. If he goes DQ-wise, I agree with that. But again, I want to point out, yes, John Cena is the face of the company and all that stuff, but you still have to protect him in a way. You can't have a guy just demolish him twice.
And I don't want to see that. I should be clear. I don't necessarily want to see him just beat him like crazy. I really think at this point, it's weird, but probably your best bet is to have some sort of a DQ ending. Something that doesn't... That
hurt either one.
Exactly. No. Yeah, I feel like right now that's the only thing you can do, because just by... This is what I'm getting at. By Owens beating Cena the first time, he pulled himself up to that... In one match, he pulled himself up to that level. If he loses this one, he comes down below it. If he wins again, it seems a little weird. Like you said, it's a little too much. So you almost have to go somewhere middle of the road this time around. Right.
Well, where do you go with John Cena after this? I'm starting to run out of... I mean, like, the guy, obviously... I know everyone's going to hate me for saying this. The guy belongs in the main event because he's John Cena.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you would... And, you know, forgive me for saying this. I'm not trying to start.
Hogan,
but you would never see Hulk Hogan fighting for the European title.
Yeah.
You know... John Cena's a guy that belongs in the main event, but they're sick of him in the main event.
Right.
So what do you do with John Cena at this point?
I think he's going to go for the IC title after this.
Well,
that's
the
next logical thing to me.
Here's the thing. The U.S. title's still not up for grabs. This thing hasn't been on the line this whole time, and we've more or less supplanted the U.S. title challenges. They're still happening sometimes.
He tried to give it to Kevin Owens.
Right. He tried to.
Fucker.
So I feel like, and this is, again, I said it at the beginning of the show, this is me kind of booking... what I'd rather see versus what might really happen. But if Owens wins or even gets a DQ win here, I would hope that they move on from the two of them. I know that he's going to be on Raw. I know he's got to have something to do. I don't know what it is. But let Cena get his focus back on the U.S. title. Let him just say that outright. You know, hey, Kevin Owens was a better man that night, or whatever happens, whatever is the case. I'm going to get back to focus on me. I'm going to focus on this championship.
What if they do an injury storyline to Cena?
Well, that, they could, but that would make sense. Put Cena out like for a month or two and let him rest up a little
the
bit.
The thing is, the only problem with it is, if, depending on what injury they say he has, Cena's going to come back in half that time.
Right. Well, Cena, it just occurred to me, is this could go one of two ways. Cena's in that new movie with Amy Schumer, Trainwreck, that comes out this summer with Bill Hader and others, too.
I can't wait.
And you I'll know he's going to be doing some
Bill Hader
press for... You know he's going to be doing some press for this movie. So one of two things. Either A, he could go out with an injury for that. That way they have him off TV and he can focus on the movie. But is it going to be more this side of, I don't remember who developed this movie, if it's Paramount or whatever, but are they going to say, we would rather have him on TV? It's more promotion to have him on TV.
Oh, yeah.
It's John Cena. Just always cheap plug it.
Well, every time he comes out, the announcers can say, by the way, go see John Cena in Trainwreck in theaters.
But will they do that? Because from what I understand, it's a very adult role for John Cena in this movie.
Sure. His ass is shown in it.
And he has sex during it. And it's hilarious from what I understand. They said John Cena. Because John Cena's a funny guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my prediction, if you want to give me just a flat-out prediction, let me just say, I think I'm going to mix all these ideas together. Wait, no, I'm not. DQ finish. Someone comes out from Raw. Make it a good match. Someone comes out from Raw. The next guy John Cena's going to feud with. Beats down John Cena. Tells him, stop wasting, you know, stop giving your attention to these NXT guys.
Yeah.
Take me on.
Yeah.
If Kevin Owens kind of slips back down to NXT for a while, or he's not, because he's going to be on the main roster now.
He's on Raw, that's the thing.
Okay, fuck, I don't know anymore.
I love the idea, because I love it, and even more so, take that to a further degree of and have him say, quit holding the U.S. title hostage. You know, you were given all these great challenges.
I want my shot. Win it.
Yeah. What happened? Where's my
What about me?
What about Raven?
Yeah. I agree one thing with what Hunter said with, you know, keep about John Cena promoting the movie and keeping him on Raw.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily think he has to be on Raw to promote the movie because all wrestling fans are going to know who John Cena is.
Sure.
They're all going to go see the movie.
Right.
Just because, like, I was going to see the movie just because of Bill Hader, but then I found out John Cena's in it. I'm like, fuck.
I like Bill Hader.
John Cena. I'll absolutely. Go check. But see, I don't think he has to be on Raw to promote the show.
So who wins the match?
Cena wins the match.
Cena wins. All right.
Also, just odd little trivia. I think it's funny that Amy Schumer and Dolph Ziggler
used to date.
Yeah.
Like, to a pretty hard extent. She said she dated some wrestler.
You know why she broke up with him?
Because he... I was going to make a Dolph Ziggler joke. I don't know.
She said he was too sexually active. Like, he was very physical and crazy in bed.
Whoa.
Like, headstand type things and whatnot.
Well, I mean, he's an athlete.
Yeah.
He's athletic.
So they said he was like too, I forget the exact word she said, but
extreme.
I'll look it up while we talk about the next match.
All right. Well, the next match is the Big Show.
Yeah.
Not
the Big Show.
But a Big Show.
All right. Yeah, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, WWE Championship ladder match.
I'm just going to throw out the crazy prediction right now. Let's just skip right to the end. Right. So Roman Reigns wins the Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Ambrose wins the title.
Mm-hmm.
Reigns comes out to celebrate with him.
Mm-hmm.
Turns it in, smacks him down, turns heel, wins the title right there.
I don't really have anything to say.
Oh, was that you?
Yep.
Really?
Now, part of that.
Let me take it farther than that, though. Reigns turns heel, takes the title, wins, and goes on to be champion and feuds with both of those guys for a little bit throughout the summer until Brock Lesnar shows up, at which point he's got to deal with them, and maybe, just maybe, this is, again, me really seriously hoping against hope, we get a Shield reunion. Because how else are they going to deal with Lesnar? All three of those guys might be able to take Lesnar.
Well, I feel like they're sowing the seeds of a reunion. Because, like, on Raw, I wanted to talk about that, J&J Security, when Seth Rollins is fighting the Authority now.
Did you see the backstage part of that?
No, I missed it. What happened?
Well, he was back there, and Jamie Noble comes back.
Oh,
and
during the show,
During the show, he's like, you know, boss, we've been by your side since day one. You know, we're good. You wouldn't have this off letting us. It's me and Joey. We're Shield 2.0, and blah blah blah. He's like, you really hurt Joey's feelings, and Joey says some things, and then Jamie Noble says some things, and then Seth Rollins slaps Jamie Noble, and then Jamie Noble slaps him back. It was fucking good.
It was very, like, girl fight style.
It was
just
so,
like,
funny.
Slap each other around.
And then they won. James won.
It was amazing. It really happened.
But, yeah, so it seems to me like they're just slowly planting the seeds of Seth Rollins versus the Authority, and that he's going to reunite with the Shield, which, if they do, if Roman Reigns turns on Dean Ambrose and takes the title from him, probably ruins that a little bit. But
yeah.
I just think if you're going to put Reigns at the top, you know, he's not going to be a face champion. People are going to boo him.
Oh, yeah.
Just embrace it.
So you might as well go for
it. Just embrace
it. Exactly. This is the time. This is his Rocky Die moment.
Yes, this is the moment where Roman Reigns can...
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
My son Roman. this is the chance where he can ascend that ladder, quite literally.
Yeah.
And win the title and make sense and have a purpose. Like, people won't go, oh, that's bullshit. They'll go, right. Oh, that's bullshit, but for the right reasons.
Right.
Which is why they won't do it.
And see, I'm okay with all this because even though it kind of screws up my WrestleMania plans, it doesn't necessarily. We still have the Royal Rumble to go, and if these guys sort of off and on feud and maybe reunite the Shield and then break it up again by WrestleMania, you may have that triple threat match again.
Because that's still a year away,
right,
more or less.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like the idea of them coming back, you know, take up Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. But from what I understand, that they're working on those. They've been writing the storyline for 2016, and then the reunite.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was. I would like to see that, but I think it's going to be something on the lines of, you know, the authorities said they wouldn't help him. They wouldn't help Rollins.
Right.
And I think somewhere during the match, like Jamie Noble, somebody's going to walk down to the ring, and then Roman Reigns is like, okay, fuck this. I'm going to come out, and then he heel turns on Dean Ambrose.
Well, I think I'm going to be watching this pay-per-view like a fucking hawk.
No, you're not.
Watching Roman Reigns.
No, you're not.
Well, I'm going to watch Roman Reigns because I'm going to watch every movement he makes. Because we've said it before, over the past few weeks, he seems so insincere when he's talking about Dean Ambrose.
It's very Batista of him to do what he's done lately.
Like, he's kind of stealing the spotlight. He's like, he's advocating for Dean Ambrose, but in a way that makes you think he's got an ulterior motive.
Exactly.
You know? Ulterior motive.
Ulterior.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns.
But that's my prediction. I think Seth Rollins is going to win. That's what's going to happen.
Let's be clear. No matter who wins, if Reigns has the case, it still works. It's just like what Kane was talking about, but just put Roman in there instead. It still works for him to cash in on either one of them.
But I don't think they've ever had a Money in the Bank where the guy cashed in the same night. Have they?
Kane.
Did he really?
Kane or Orton. Who was it? One of the two of them did that. I thought it was Kane.
I think it was Orton.
Maybe it was Orton. Maybe they both did. But yeah, it has happened.
Maybe neither did.
Yeah, maybe neither one.
Well, now that I think about that, I could also see, you know, if Reigns wins it and then Dean Ambrose happens to win, they would still have that fight and he would still get the title, but Dean Ambrose wouldn't be so pissed at him. He's like, you know what, you got me. You know what, you're my brother. You still won.
I think no matter how fucking crazy Dean Ambrose is, if Roman Reigns turns into the briefcase and beats him, he's going to be mad.
Yeah.
He's going to be angry. And then you've got all three guys angry at each other now.
Yeah. I will say that this is the first time, though, in the course of post-WrestleMania-ness that I felt like somebody other than Seth Rollins might leave with the title. Ambrose might legitimately win it here. Now, the fact that he's consistently gotten one over on Rollins these past few weeks tells me that that's maybe in jeopardy. That might not necessarily be the case. But
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
How we gauge who's going to win, is by who's gotten the most over for the past couple weeks.
Well, already I've been thinking about the fact that it seems like the authority is just easily breaking away from Rollins. And I'm like, please tell me they're not going to do the, oh, we were just kidding, we're right behind him. They already did that.
They did that like
three months ago.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. People can't possibly be that stupid.
But they are.
But they are. They really are.
I have a quick sign real quick. It kind of speaks to Seth Rollins. They got rid of his curb stomp, remember?
Yes.
Did you watch the Randy Orton match this week with Sheamus?
No.
Okay, he beat him down and then sets his head on the stairs and gets up and just jumps on his head.
Okay.
With like his foot stomp on him.
Yeah.
Wait, Orton did that?
Yeah, Orton. Like, he didn't like run up and set like Rollins. He kind of stood up
there.
It
was
there.
Just a stomp, but it was still
a stomp
on
his head through the stairs.
Yeah.
Did he, like, what the fuck? Did he not get in trouble for that?
Well, no. No, it's Randy Orton.
Yeah. Okay, just checking.
This is the same guy that forced, like, four divas to quit because he kept fucking with them and never got in trouble for
Randy Orton got his two strikes, I think, on purpose at this point.
Yeah.
Because that way he knows they can't fire me now unless it's real serious.
Right.
Unless Orton kills a guy.
He scared away my favorite diva, which was Amy Weber. I loved Amy Weber. Right, most people don't even remember her.
Nope.
No, don't.
I mean, I remember the name vaguely, but she was one of the Diva Search girls, right?
She was. And she was actually, she was an internet sensation before she became it, and she was JBL's chief of staff.
Oh, okay. See, I'm thinking of Jillian from that time.
Oh, no. No one cares about Jillian.
Yeah.
Hi, Jillian.
That weird thing. Just now. I can't. Zach just literally recreated a scene from Spaceballs right here in the studio. Prince Valium.
Oh.
Yeah, Shannon
I know Prince Valium.
You got that movie, Shannon?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Special edition.
Bring it down.
All right.
So, all right, we're under a minute to go here. Let's wrap it up.
So, basic prediction, assuming none of the bullshit happens, I think Rollins will win. If they don't go with Reigns cashing in, I think Rollins is going to win.
I think this is contingent on Reigns winning the Money in the Bank, although he could win it and cash in on either one of them. I think if Reigns wins, it's more likely Ambrose will win the title.
I also think that we put way more thought into this than they do.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The whole show. All right, let's quickly hit them real quick. For R-Truth and King Barrett. Does anybody care? Does it matter?
Prince Valium?
Yeah, exactly.
Barrett? No, R-Truth.
R-Truth, probably. Yeah.
You think they'll have a Mountain Dew kickstart?
Probably. They'll probably have plenty of them.
Go on.
Nikki Bella and Paige. I feel like Nikki Bella is finally the time that the NXT Divas are coming up. I'm hoping this is going to be Paige. This is me.
More faith in them than I
know,
they deserve.
I know. Last show, I was so proud of myself for not doing that. Now I'm doing it. Ryback and Big Show for the IC title. Ryback's going to retain. Not necessarily win, but he will retain. Primetime Players and New Day. Again, New Day is going to retain.
Day.
This is back to the normal pay-per-view style of nobody ever changes titles unless it's the main event.
Right.
Cena and Owens too. Well, Money in the Bank probably Reigns.
Got to be
Reigns. Ziggler. He's the only.
So I say Reigns. Everybody says Reigns.
Yeah.
But the side bets are Kane for me, Ziggler for him. You got to take one, honey.
Okay, Sheamus. I'll put Sheamus as the other guy. I finally have to do something.
You almost beat Neville.
I know.
Let's see. Cena and Owens again. Probably Cena again. Whether he
some
wins
way.
Or not
by hook or crook.
Yeah, and then there Ambrose and Rollins in general. I think we agree. If there's no chicanery, it's Rollins. If there is, then maybe Ambrose finally gets a shot at the
top. Or Reigns.
You right.
You go
at the end of the
so
day.
Many different ways.
That's
yeah,
true.
It's going to be an interesting pay per view. It's going to be fun. You know,
you need a nap, man. We got to stop getting you up so early.
Well, I stayed up to watch.
Yeah, we're doing this at 10 in the morning on Saturday. You know?
Right.
I stayed up to watch X-Men or one of the X-Men. Days of Future Past.
Oh, good movie.
Okay.
Good movie.
And then I'd be worried you were going to say three. I was going to have to punch you across this thing.
That will never happen now.
Thanks and to then I just went to bed at 3 and woke up at 9:20.
Hey, did you pick up ESO?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
I would. You can't play it.
There's a.
I'm not.
Once they get it fixed, there's going to be Adventure Center.
I know.
And it's all voice chat, so you can
here's
like,
the
use
thing,
that golden voice of yours.
My wife is the Elder Scrolls one in
Are
our family.
Really
she plays
the
shit out of Oblivion and Skyrim, and I've never really...
Get it for her, then.
Yeah.
Me and her can go on adventures.
She doesn't like online
that
stuff,
sounded,
though.
I didn't mean for that
easy
like
there.
That. I didn't mean
you,
that sound like
you've been
that.
Mad about that. At least it wasn't racist this time. All right, well, we're at 101. We should probably wrap this thing
up. Yeah, let's
up,
wrap it up. Sunday is the pay-per-view.
Sunday.
Enjoy it.
Things will happen.
Or don't. I don't care. They've already got
it
your
doesn't
money.
Matter. This is the last Podzilla anyway.
They should deal with it. This month is free.
Let's not joke about that, because last time we joked about you taking over, everyone thought we were legit.
Thought it was really happening.
I got many messages.
Well, why don't I just take over?
If the... Don't joke about that either.
Yeah.
I'm going to start running for office.
There's too many motherfuckers on that.
I'm the one who's dressed for this fucking position. I am now running for a host and owner of Podzilla 1985.
I vote for him.
Can you run for that?
I am right now. I just nominated
myself.
Don't
blame me. I voted for Shannon.
We're going to have an online vote.
I don't think you want to do that, Zach.
People on Facebook, go to our Facebook page and write Zach or Shannon on it.
Oh,
let's clear
I don't think
out
you
the
do
rumors.
That.
It's not really the end of Podzilla.
No,
you
it is.
You got, you've already done Tanner Thursday.
Wink
at this time. Ugh.
Oh,
that
reminds me.
Wink? Why do I look dumb when I wink?
Listen to Tanner Thursday, because today's the slap bet.
You guys did the slap bet on Thursday.
Yeah,
that's right.
I remember that.
That was wild. Do you remember when
happened? Oh, God, that got nuts.
Hey, before we get out of this quickly, I got to ask, though. As I recall, if we're playing this the same way as the show, if you're a jerk about it, the slap bet commissioner can take it away and give it to your opponent, right? So maybe don't call him a pussy on Facebook every 5 seconds.
Okay,
Whoa!
Yeah!
No, you didn't hear about this.
I didn't hear about this.
Tanner, for some reason, what happened? Oh, he messaged me on Saturday talking shit.
Okay.
And so I go in and make like the countdown to the slap bet thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes in there and he's like, if you weren't at the... I was like, well, then I can make it for Thursday, whenever it was. And he's like, well... And then he's like, oh, wait, we got Tanner Thursday coming up. And I was like, oh, so I can do it then. He's like, well, it's not confirmed. So he's like talking all this shit. He's talking all this shit, and then he's backing out. So, yeah, I'm going to call you a pussy.
A pussy.
Yeah, and it was.
Roman Reigns is a pussy.
Roman Reigns.
Well, yeah.
Roman
hope you guys
ran
enjoyed
the hell out of here.
So, hope you enjoyed the slap bet.
And so now that I've said it, and this airs on Saturday, he can't take it back.
Well, it's already happened at this point.
It's already happened.
Right. You're
so
right.
Now, it doesn't matter.
Back to the slap
back
bet.
Back to the show.
Please.
Enjoy Money in the Bank.
That's the one it's called.
And we'll see you at Battleground, because we might actually be at Battleground.
That's right.
Live. We could do a live Podzilla from Battleground.
I like it.
That would be insane.
I'm sure they won't kick us out.
You said I won't be there.
Why would you be there again?
I'm not going to the pay-per-view. I mean, are you trying Gaming Grounds?
No.
I won't be at the show.
Why won't you be at the show?
I can't afford the show.
We'll talk later.
Well, yeah, we have things to mention.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening. Hunter, thanks once again. Zach, thanks once again.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys on Sunday with the reaction show. We're hoping it's a good show. And I hope we have a lot to talk about. I hope just fucking crazy. But
you'll have to tell me because Game of Thrones season finale is Sunday. So,
oh, God damn you and your Game of Thrones. All right, well, we'll text Hunter and let him know what's going on.
Please do.
Thank you guys so much. This is not the last Podzilla. Zach's not running for office. We'll see you on the next show. Zach, take us out.
Distick.